Hello, and welcome to the Conscious Hoofbeat Podcast. This is a podcast that explores the interconnectedness of our health and the health of our horses through self-care, mindfulness, and personal development, along with a little equine wisdom and wellness. I am your host, Dr. Pamela Maynard, the passion-driven equinologist. I have dedicated my life to the horse. Some call me a fanatic, and I claim it, because I'd rather be dead than horseless. I'm a published author and researcher, equine body worker, energy facilitator, and I am passionate about deepening the human-horse experience. Join me here every Monday where I share my spiritual journey with horses, woo-woo horse care practices, and shared lived experiences from horsewomen around the world. To talk to you about rituals. When you think of ritual, what comes to your mind? Funerals, weddings, religious ceremonies? Yes, rituals are integral parts of religious services, but ritual isn't always about religion. Ritual is so much more. I love this definition. Rituals are actions that support the deepening of our spiritual and emotional connections. They bring extra brightness and fulfillment into our lives. In addition to traditional rituals, everyone has the ability to create practices that they can personalize to the uniqueness of their own lifestyle and relationships. Some people pray together silently or aloud. Others sing, dance, or play instruments. Rituals can take many forms. For me, a ritual is about connection, sweetness, and vitality into my partnership with my horses. Being with horses is ritualistic, and every aspect of my time with them is part of my daily spiritual practice. My morning practices set the tone for my day. They are about setting my intentions for the day, getting grounded, and bringing peace and presence into my day, which rolls over into my everyday life. I start by making my horses morning mashes. It makes me feel so good knowing that I'm giving them the best noxious weed-free hay cubes with really good vitamins, digestive support, and organic carrots. Exactly how I choose to take care of myself. And as I wait for their mashes to soak, I prepare my daily ritual of chai tea. I just love the smell of the spices in my kitchen as the tea steeps. And as I walk out my door, I hear the happy neighs of my horses and see their beautiful faces. Their ears are pricked forward, greeting me with enthusiastic smiles. And as I smile back, I breathe and I feel myself getting centered and grounded for the day. My everyday practices with my horses connect me to my soul. It connects me to my soul by quieting my mind. Horses bring me into the present moment and ultimately connect me to the divine. Horses are my inner voice of love, compassion, and empathy. My daily practices and rituals not only connect me to nature, but they also connect me to my inner nature. I believe when I am with horses, it is from a place of reverence. This place of reverence increases my capacity for connection and alignment with my soul. When I'm aligned with my soul, I'm happier, healthier, and I live more on purpose. The more I can step away from my outer life to create my soul space, the more I feel and hear my intuition. And isn't that what we're all craving? To feel peaceful, fully alive, and connected? Through the practice of ritual, I am grounded and able to create balance in my life. When I don't take the time for my daily rituals, I feel more anxious and I am way less productive during my day. The time I take for my practices yields far greater results than the time I waste from not being grounded. Ritual has the ability to elevate my everyday manure cleaning into a contemplative practice. Here's the thing. Humans naturally seek connection. Humans are actually wired for connection to each other, to nature, to ourselves, and to a higher power. On the inside, the down, deep, wise inner voice, this is where our soul lives, our human point of contact with the divine, and ultimately with all of life. This deep down place, it's not a physical place, but rather a place of awareness, openness, and interconnectedness. When we lack this connection, we live from an ungrounded, unbalanced state, which gives power to all the modern ailments that cause us suffering. All aspects of ritual are essential to fulfilling relationships with our horses, ourselves, and the people in our lives. Contentment and peace are a result of ritual. Take the time to notice your everyday activities and start being more aware and intentional as you do them. This will strengthen your appreciation, it'll strengthen your relationships, and those everyday moments that we take for granted. Stop going through the motions of life stagnant and asleep. Wake up. Integrate a daily morning practice or ritual and watch your life become more fulfilling, and your afflictions will quietly start to disappear.